感谢主，主耶稣真是荣美。
Thank the Lord, our beautiful Lord.
我们的神有怜悯，有恩典，满有忍耐，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abundant in compassion, and He's truthful.
感谢主给我机会分享主在我父亲和我生命中所做的荣耀的工作，来见证主耶稣基督的爱，以及他是何等迫切等候我们来回转，来单单渴慕他。
I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to share the life-changing experience for me and my father, so that he himself can testify the love of Christ and how eagerly he is waiting for us to turn back to him and long for him single-heartedly.
20年前我的父母来休斯顿探望我，第一次接触福音就被圣经的真理吸引，被主在教会弟兄姊妹中生命的见证所感动。
20 years ago, my parents came to Houston to visit me. As soon as they heard the gospel, they were appealed to the biblical truth. They were touched by the Lord's testimony through brothers and sisters' lives.
我的父亲刚来不久就把圣经完整的读了一遍，并且读了弟兄姊妹们送给他的每一本福音和属灵书籍，还仔细地研究。
Not long after my father came to the States, he read through the entire Bible. He also read each gospel and spiritual book given by brother and sisters. He carefully studied them.
他说，我发现喜乐是个很稀奇的感受，是人间没有的，他非常向往。
He said, joy is such a rare feeling, which could not be found in this world. He truly desired it.
可是当我邀请他一起祷告接受主时，他马上摆手说，不行，信耶稣是信有神，我是共产党员，本质上是属无神论的。
However, when I invited him to pray the prayer and accept the Lord, he immediately waved his hand and said, no, to believe in Christ is to believe there is a God.I am a Communist Party member. Communism is atheism in nature.
两者不可调和，我入党是经过宣誓，不能随便改变。他的确是个很认真的人，也被他人称作是个正直的人，然而人眼中的美德却成为认罪悔改的拦阻。
The two contradicted to each other. I swore the oath when I joined the Communist Party.I could not casually change it. He's indeed a serious person who was regarded as a man of integrity by others. However, this virtue in people's eyes became the hindrance for him to repent.
我的母亲后来觉知，接受了主的救恩，父亲继续在福音门外徘徊，但是感谢主没有放弃我的父亲。
Later, my mother prayed and accepted the Lord as her savior.However, my dad was still lingering outside the door of the gospel. Thank the Lord that he did not give up on him.
同时主在教会的弟兄姊妹美好见证也很吸引他，并感恩有弟兄姊妹向他传福音，为他祷告。后来在中国有几次因病住院，主仍然感动弟兄姊妹为他代祷，他很感激。
The wonderful testimonies of brothers and sisters truly appeared to him.There were brothers and sisters who preached the gospel to him and prayed for him. Later, when he went back to China, he was hospitalized several times. He was very grateful that brothers and sisters prayed for him.
我有几次去中国探望父母，吃饭时父亲多次提醒大家要等祷告后再用餐。主在一直在他向他的心叩门。有好几次我觉得他已经非常接近接受主了。但是他说，不要催我，你放心，有一天我真接受主的时候会义无反顾。
There were several times when I went back to China to visit my parents. He kept reminding us to say our grace before meal. The Lord has been knocking on the door to his heart. Several times I felt he was so close to almost accept the Lord. But he said, don't rush me, rest assured. One day when I accept the Lord,There will be no turning back.
有几年我每次回国前都是带着满满的预备和信心，盼望他早日信主。
For a few years, every time when I went back to China, I was fully prepared and fully confident, looking forward to the time when he would be saved.
并请弟兄姊妹们在周三祷告会或周五查经小组或堂城的晨祷或者姊妹聚会为我父亲的救恩祷告，还有一些弟兄姊妹私下坚持为他的救恩代祷。
I requested brothers and sisters to pray for my father's salvation during Wednesday prayer meeting, Friday Bible study, and the morning devotions in Sugarland and sisters' gatherings. Some brothers and sisters also continuously pray for him privately.
我们家大人孩子也天天把他祷告在主的面前。
The adults and children in our family also pray for him daily before the Lord.
母亲去世后几年中，我开始每天在电话里跟父亲交谈，并为他祷告。又过了几年，我渐渐不再发出代祷请求，自己也开始疲惫了。
A few years after my mom passed away, I started to talk with my father and pray for him over the phone every day. As years went by, I came to stop sending prayer requests since I started to grow weary.
而这个属灵征战不仅没有止息，反而愈加变得激烈。
But the spiritual warfare not only did not cease, but it got more and more intense.
直到两年前的一天，父亲对我说：“我一直耐心听你讲信仰，都是因为我们的亲情。”听后我心灰意冷，快要放弃了。
One day 2 years ago, my father told me, "I have been patiently listening to you talk about your faith."But it was all out of the love of family. I felt so dispirited and almost gave up.
不能谈主的事，每次的电话除了问候，我找不到其他话题。在我父亲的救恩上，我深深感到无助无望。虽然继续祷告在主的面前，但是对于父亲的救恩，我的信心极其软弱。
I could not talk about God. Every phone conversation was on no other topics.But how I have been doing, I feel so hopeless on my father's salvation. Even though I still kept praying for him, I was so weak in my faith about his salvation.
去年底今年初，我反思自己20多年信主的历程，对主我充满感恩，也真是为互为肢体的弟兄姊妹感谢主，也感谢他的启示和保守和带领，还有他对我的铸造和改变。
From the end of last year to the beginning of this year, I reflected on the 20 years since I believed in the Lord. I am full of thanksgiving for Him, for brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, for revealing Himself, keeping and guiding me, as well as shaping me and changing me.
然而总觉得自己与主还没有达到面对面的亲密。
However, I still think I haven't reached to the face-to-face intimacy with the Lord.
反省自己太缺乏生命的见证，头脑知识不少，但行不出来。面对未信主的父亲，更是软弱无力。
I reflected on myself and found there was little testimony of life in me. I had plenty of knowledge in my head, but I could not act them out. In front of my father who has not believed in the Lord yet, I was even weaker.
同时，我是一个很难交托给神的人。所以同样我把父亲的救恩的担子背在自己的肩上不堪重负。
I am a person who found it very difficult to entrust my burdens to the Lord. In the same way, I carried the burden of my father's salvation on my own shoulders, but the burden was too heavy for me to carry.
感谢主，在我对于父亲的救恩感到极其的无力渺茫时，他开始在我心中升起想更多经历他的渴望。
Thank the Lord, when I felt most hopeless about my father's salvation, he started to stir a stronger desire in my heart to experience him more.
今年初，父亲又因病住院，主通过一位姊妹来跟我分享她的父亲神奇的接受主，完全是圣灵的工作，鼓励我把父亲的救恩交托给主。
At the beginning of this year, my father was hospitalized again. The Lord moved one sister to share with me her experience of how her father accepted the Lord, which was completely the work of the Holy Spirit. Her sharing encouraged me to entrust my father's salvation to the Lord.
三月的一天傍晚，主感动另外一位姊妹打电话过来问候我。交通中他回想起一位老弟兄问，你们上一次认罪悔改是什么时候？是去年还是上个月？
At the dusk one day in March, the Lord touched another sister who called to check on me in our fellowship. She remembered one elderly brother once asked, when was the last time that you repent your sins? Was it last year or last month?
我被开启，主啊，我要悔改在你的面前。
I was enlightened. Oh Lord, I need to repent before you.
姊妹提出与我一起祷告，我们认罪悔改，向摩西为以色列人代求，像四个朋友将摊子抬到主面前一样，也为我父亲认罪代求。
The sister suggested that I pray with her and that we repent. As Moses interceded for the Israelites, and as the four friends,who carried a paralyzed friend before the Lord Jesus. I repent and interceded for my father.
我相信主悦纳我的认罪祷告，还有对我父为我父亲的认罪祷告，并相信他开始在我父亲心里做工。
I believe the Lord is pleased with my repentance and that I was praying for my father's repentance. I believe that the Lord has started a good work in my father's heart.
认罪祷告打通了一条通天的路，我得到了极大的释放和属天的平安，卸下了沉重的担子交托给主。后来听姊妹说，她在为我父亲祷告的时候，主给了她极强的圣灵的感动和安慰。
Repentance opened a heavenly path for me. I was greatly relieved and received the heavenly peace. I laid down the heavy burden and entrusted it to the LordLater, a sister told me that when she was praying for my father, she was strongly touched and comforted by the Lord.
感谢主听我祷告，使我渴慕他的心天天在加增。无论得时不得时，我都渴望多花时间读他的话，听信息、祷告、唱诗来敬拜他，沉浸在他的同在里，并操练学习在小事上聆听并顺服主的话语。
Thank the Lord that my longing for Him has been growing stronger day by day. Whether it is convenient or inconvenient, I am eager to spend more time in reading His words, listening to the message, worshiping Him, and immersing myself in His presence. I also practice obeying His words and following His guidance on small things.
有一个周六，唐晨晨祷读诗篇139篇，让我再次把父亲带到主面前。当天跟着圣灵的带领，我鼓起勇气问爸爸，我给你读诗篇139篇好吗？父亲欣然答应了。慢慢的，主的话如甘露开始滋润我们的电话交谈。
During one Saturday morning devotion, we read Psalm 139,which allowed me to bring my father before the Lord again. Following the leading of the Holy Spirit, I mustered my courage and asked my father, Father, can I read you Psalm 139? He gladly agreed. Lord's word nourished our conversation like raindrops.
今年复活节的前一天，中国已进入复活节，我对父亲说，爸爸，你那里已经是复活节了。
On the day before Easter, due to the time difference, it is alreadyEaster in China. I said to Father, Father, it is already Easter for you.
父亲说，哦，我记得复活节与耶稣有关。我说，是的，耶稣的复活与你、与我、与地球上的每一个人都切切相关。
My father said, yes, I remember that Easter has to do with Jesus. I said, yes, the resurrection of Jesus is related to you, to me, and to everyone on earth.
顺着圣灵的带领，我将主耶稣在十字架上为我们代死、代罪受死，进入阴间，死亡不能拘禁他，为我们从死里复活等等，仔仔细细的又讲述了一遍。
Following the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I explained to him in detail how Jesus took our sin and died for us on the cross, how he entered into hell, but death could not hold him, and how Jesus was raised from the dead.
父亲仔仔细细地听了，我看他都接受，实在是主在预备他的心，圣灵他使他受了感动。然而我就像彼得，把眼目从主身上挪开，去注视风浪一样，我开始害怕父亲再次拒绝。于是我说，爸爸早点休息吧。信心的关键时刻，我胆怯退缩了。
My father listened to me attentively. Seeing that he has accepted all of it, I think truly it was God who was preparing his heart and that the Holy Spirit has touched him. However, just like Peter who shifted his gaze from the Lord to the storm, I began to be afraid that my father may refuse again. Then I said, Father, it is time for you to get some rest. At the critical moment of faith, I faltered.
但是感谢主没有放弃，他在我心里坚固我，预备我，还在第二天主日预备另一位曾陪我一起为我父亲祷告的姊妹在路上遇见我。他深深理解从未开口祷告的难处，主通过姊妹的分享安慰释放了我。
Thank the Lord who didn't give up. He strengthened my heart and prepared me. The next day is the Lord's day, and I ran to a sister who used to pray with me for my father. She deeply understood the difficulty of opening the mouth to pray. The Lord comforted me through sister's sharing.
当晚我对父亲说，爸爸，我们这里今天是复活节。父亲说，哦，耶稣复活了。
On that night, I said to my father, Father, today is Easter. He said, Jesus is risen.
听到这句话，我心里变得异常的平静，相信是圣灵的工作。我非常平静地邀请父亲祷告接受主，他不加思索地答应了。他的一次次的阿们认真又坚定又响亮，响彻他的整个病房。
When I heard that, my heart is filled with peace. I believe it was a work of the Holy Spirit. With great peace, I invited my father to pray with me and accept the Lord. He gladly agreed. Every amen, he said, was serious and determined, resonating in the whole ward.
信主后，父亲极其渴慕主的话，有一次感动我跟他读以弗所书第一章后半段，他居然都能明白。
After my father came to know the Lord, he had a great thirst for God's word. Once, by God's leading, I read the last few verses of chapter 1 in the book of Ephesians. He could even understand.
父亲信主后，我又跟父亲一起求主光照，使我们能够认罪并饶恕他人，喜乐充满了他的心。
After he came to know the Lord, we prayed that the Lord would shed light on us so that we could repent our sins and forgive others. His heart was full of joy.
17天后，父亲就非常意外地被主接回了天家。
17 days later, the Lord received him in the heavenly home unexpectedly.
根据护工回忆，在最后的十几天里，老人异常开心，无论是在室内还是户外，周围人都猜他可能是回光返照，但是我知道是神把他曾经羡慕不已的喜乐赐给了他。
According to the care worker, in his last 10 days, he was really joyful, whether he was inside the house or outside. People around him thought it was the last radiance of health before passing away. However, I know God gave him the joy he once adored.
我父亲在生命的最后能够信主，是神信实和爱的彰显。虽然我软弱，但是神不背负他自己。
In the last moment of my father's life, he could come to the Lord. It is the reflection of God's faithfulness and the love of Christ. Even though I was too weak to have faith, God could not deny himself.
教会圣徒和家人的代祷，如香已经积存在神的宝座前。他也纪念父亲曾经对真理和喜乐的向往。
The prayer of the saints and their family are set forth before the Lord as incense. The love in the body of Christ has touched God's heart. He remembered how my father desired truth and joy.
我奶奶信主，想必主纪念她曾为儿孙后代的祷告。同时，主也催促我悔改，并教导我顺从圣灵的引导。在无人能预测的关头，他及时的介入，拯救了我的父亲。
My grandma on my father's side was a believer. I think God must have heard her prayers for her dissidents. He also urged me to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. At a time when no one can foresee, God intervened and saved my father.
他是怜悯、恩典、忍耐、慈爱、信实、公义、守约的神，他是爱。
He is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, compassionate, faithful, just, a God who keeps his covenant. He is love.
在此，我感谢亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，在以往20年里，在基督的爱里，为我父亲的救恩的代求和付出。愿主纪念并报答你们每一位。
Here I want to thank every brother and sister who has shown the love of Christ to my father and pray for his salvation over the past 20 years. May the Lord remember and reward each one of you by himself.
下面我简略分享一下他吸引我而我所经历的一些非常小的一点点小的见证。
Here I want to briefly share how I experienced God's mercy.
是他的怜悯光照我的不幸和缺乏。
It was God's mercy on me that he shed light on my unbelief and my weakness.
并赐给我渴慕去寻求他，借着认罪悔改，倒空自己，他就赐下丰富的同在。
He gave me the eagerness to seek him. Through confessing my sins, I could empty myself, and he granted me his presence.
我发现他是何等急切地等候我来亲近他。当我有一点渴慕，他的心是何等的喜悦满足。他一直在向着我叩门，迫切等候我回转向他。当我留意的时候，发现身边的小事，他都在等我的回应。
I found how anxiously God was waiting for me to draw near to him. How pleased was he when I had the desire to be close to him.He has been knocking on my door, eagerly waiting for me to turn toward him. When I took notice, I could find him responding to me even on small things.
在一次认罪悔改的祷告之后，我持续2个月的咳嗽居然就神奇的好了。
During one prayer when I confessed my sin, the cough that I had for over 2 months amazingly went away.
还有一次，在我父亲觉知信主后第二天，我瓶子又。
On another occasion, on the day following my father's salvation, based on my own spiritual knowledge, I compiled a list for new believers. I explained to my father one by one.
因为父亲很渴慕，所以他也很耐心地接受。但是我因为完全靠头脑知识在列重点，深深感到谈话非常苦干。
Since he desired for the Lord, he patiently accepted them. However, because I was listing the key points based on my knowledge, I truly feel the conversation was so dry.
最后我就祷告悔改，愿意听随主在我里面的感动而行动。在下一次谈话中，主很奇妙地带领我去讲亚霸占葡萄园的事件。
Then I repented and was willing to listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit. In our next conversation, the God guided me to talk about the story when Ahab took Naboth's vineyard.
我不知道为什么，但是当父亲对亚哈很气愤的时候，我才明白主是要借着亚哈联系到我父亲祖辈家业在土改时候全部被充公的事情。
I don't know why my father was upset with Ahab. Later, I realized that the Lord allowed me to draw on the connection between Ahab and how the inheritance of our ancestors were confiscated during the land reform movement in China in the 50s.
我曾经一直想用这种回忆来说服我父亲，但一直没有机会。 然而跟随主的带领的感动自然出来的交谈，就像顺着水流经历他的生命和智慧。
I once intended to use this to persuade my father, but I never had the chance. The conversation that followed the leading of the Lord is like following the streams of water. We experience the life he gives and his wisdom.
几周前，我很意外地梦见很久以前我未信主时候的一件事。那对不起，这个和我父亲是没有关系的。
A few weeks ago, I dreamed of some people and things from a long time ago. I'm sorry, this had little to do with my father.
我以为我早已忘记了，但是梦见以后，我心里仍有不舒服或者甚至受伤的感觉。
I thought I had forgotten them, but after I dreamed of them, I feel very uncomfortable or even hurt.
询问主之后才明白，主要我饶恕。我就对主说，太难了。宁愿忘记，但是圣灵在他在我里面吹逼之下，我就对主说，主啊，为了你的缘故，我愿意选择饶恕。饶恕的祷告之后，那件事果真。
先我会一段一段的交通，在这一段里面呢，我引用一段经节，我先把这段经节念出来。这段经节呢，就是在马可福音10:9，那节是说，所以神配合的人不可分开。
So before my sharing, I want to let us know that I would share paragraph by paragraph. But before that, I will introduce the verse. So the first verse is in Book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 9. As it is said, therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate.
今天我在看这句话的时候，我必须感谢主，我也告诉自己，我的神全是信实。
Today, when I look at this verse again, I want to tell myself, it's all God's faithfulness.
我们从相识到他离开50年的时间，其中我们的婚姻的生活是47年。
I have known him for 50 years and we were married for 47 years.
感谢主，给我足够的恩典，给我足够的生命力量，让我陪伴他一直来到最后。
Thank the Lord for giving me sufficient grace and for giving me the life so that I could accompany him until the end of his life.
首先我在这里谢谢在休斯顿的弟兄姊妹，在他病痛的5月当中不住地为他祷告。
First of all, I want to thank each brother and sister here gathering in HCA. Thank you for praying for us during the 5-month course of his illness.
他所患的是胰腺癌，再次非常感谢主，在他确诊3月2号的确诊一直到他见主的面，他没有痛过。
He was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. From the day he was diagnosed on March the 2nd till the time he was received by the Lord, he did not experience extreme pain.
不舒服在所难免。
It's unavoidable to feel uncomfortable.
据我们所了解，也是他心中最怕的，就是胰腺癌会遭遇的状况。我们从身旁来了解就知道，胰腺癌它会非常的痛，非常的痛。有些人一开始就开始用止痛药，那么有的人呢，甚至要截断神经，好让这个疼痛呢，不再在他身上成为威胁，让他的生病的过程里面呢能够改善。
So based on what we know, this is also what he was afraid of. So for some pancreatic cancer patients, they need to have their nerves severed to avoid feeling the extreme pain.
感谢主，我的弟兄见识了神的作为。
We thank the Lord, our brother experienced the work of God.
我们的家人也因此能够非常的安息，陪伴他走这一段5个月的时间。
Thank the Lord, we as his family, we can accompany him with a peace throughout the entire time.
我稍微在整个5个月的过程当中，我把有一些的重点在这里和弟兄姊妹分享，这也是我非常感谢主，感谢弟兄姊妹的祷告和扶持。那也很感谢不仅仅我们在台湾的弟兄姊妹，包括在认识他各处的弟兄姊妹为他的带祷，这是神的作为，是神格外的怜悯。
We thank the Lord that I want to list the day.Key points during the 5 months, and I want to thank brother and sister and thank what God has done in the past few months.
去年的3月2号， 医生宣布他罹癌的确诊，同时告诉他说你得的是胰腺癌。
March the 2nd, he was diagnosed by the doctor with pancreatic cancer.
对病人而言，这是相当的震惊。
It was very shocking to him as a patient.
当天下午，他就接受了第一次的化疗。
On that afternoon, he accepted the first chemotherapy.
这天晚上我们回到家里，当我们都回到房间回到床上的时候，我实在很难承受，所以我抱着他就大哭。
On that night when we went back home, when we entered our own room, it was so hard for me to bear and I was crying.
这个大哭里面有很多内在的思潮。
There were a lot of thoughts behind my crying.
在他49岁的时候经过一次败血。在他数年前他骑单车骑公路车。他为了叫陪我们一起出去，陪我和大孙子一起出去骑单车，所以他就当然他的速度，一个骑公路车的人他的速度是很快的，那所以他就回头看看我们两个人，再回头看看我们两个人，就不小心他就摔了一大跌。
When he was 49, once we went outside and he was riding a bike, because he was turning back to look at me and our grandson, he fell and hurt his head.
当然这都是非常严重的病痛，但是感谢神我们都走过来了。
Surely they were very serious illness, but thank the Lord we were able to get through them.
我非常非常的爱他。
I truly love him.
但是在这个时候我想想看，我还有能力再帮助他吗？最重要是我不过是在半年前才动完手术，我的膝盖的手术还没有完全好，这样一个严重的病，我相信我如果再要提起精神来照顾他，我要有足够的体力还有有足够的精神，但是我崩溃了。
At that time I was asking, do I still have the ability to take care of him, take care of him, because I myself went through a surgery on my knees half a year ago.
这时候有一个声音从我里面出来。
At that moment, there was a still voice inside me.
我知道是我的主。
I know it was Lord.
主说，到最后我会救他。
The Lord says, in the end, I will save him.
就妻子而言，我不愿意朝最坏的角度去思想这个问题。
As his wife, I did not want to think of it from the worst perspective.
我抱不得主，你留下他。
I would rather that the Lord keep him.
所以我知道，我必须赶快打起精神来。
So I know I have to bounce back.
于是哭的声音就止住了。
And my crying came to a stop.
感谢主。也因为是主把这声音给我，这也是今天我为什么愿意起来为着主在弟兄身上所成功的工作，我愿意起来交通，愿意我的神在他所给我的话上所叫我见识的 主在他身上仍然为他保留他的救恩，仍然把他放在得救的路程上面，仍然表示主爱他，主是他的救助。
Thank the Lord, I know the voice is from the Lord, and it's also because of that I would like to come here and to share and to testify the word that God has done on him. God has put him on the path of salvation.
当然这中间神做了很多奇妙的事情，那如果一一要说出来就会花相当多的时间，所以关于这一段呢我就交通到这里。
So God has done a lot of wonderful things during this time, but due to the time limits I will finish with this just this part.
待会儿我会交通主为什么把这句话给我，而我能够解释这句话呢，是我回过头去，也是给我机会让我要交通关于主在弟兄身上的工作，所以给我机会让我重新再回过头去想想我主为什么要把这句话给我，让我能够整理出来。那并不是要为他交通什么，而是要为着主自己的工作，我必须站起来，我必须接受主的交通。
Later I will explain why God tell me this, and it's for the sake of his work, his own work, and I only realize that when I reflect on my experience.
这是神荣耀的工作，坐在他儿女的身上。
This is a glorious work that God has done on his children.
接下来的这一段呢，我先把主的话，圣经中的话，我先把它读完。那么这些话呢，都是在他的身上，我可以去明白的，因为发生在他的身上。我又是他的妻子，所以我很能够了解为什么要这么样的坐在他身上，为什么他是神受用的器皿，而且神为他所拟下的计划。
And now I will read a few verses because I have witnessed him experiencing those versesAnd I've seen that the plan that God has for him through these verses.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章九节，因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 9, For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
彼得前书四章十九节，所以那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交与那信实的召化之主。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19, So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good.
再来就是哥林多前书九章二十七节。
And then is First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
I struck a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others,I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
哥林多前书九章十七节，我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 17, If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me.
哥林多前书九章二十一节， 像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为要得没有律法的人。其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。
1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 21. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law. Although I am not free from God's law, but I'm under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law.
神为弟兄余下的受用的计划，我要必须从他服役回来之后从这里开始交通在他身上所经过的一段过程。这是非常非常不容易的过程。那他在这个过程当中也是非常的经历。我要提醒的是，他是在主学里面长大的孩子。
I want to share with brother and sister the time since he came back from the military service. It was truly a difficult time. And also want to share with that he grew up in a church, in Sunday school.
他从军中退役之后我们就结婚了。那么这时候呢，他有家庭的责任。另外一方面呢，因为在他们的家里面是非常传统的家族。
After he came back from his military service, we married, and since then he has been shouldering the responsibility for the family. And his family is a very traditional one.
在家族当中，他是一个很特殊的孩子。所以无形中他被家族的家父长有所期待，当然为父母的也期待，还有他的叔叔也对他有所期待。这是因为放在身边从小看到大。那我之所以说家族，是因为当他们的家从中国宁波来到台湾的时候，
So my brother has come from a traditional family. His family has expectations for him because he was a very special child. His family came from Ningbo, China.
当时来到台湾的时候，爷爷奶奶山房的儿子的家，他们都住在一个大宅院里面，当然很容易被长辈们看见。那他的调皮也是父母看得见的，但是他有一个很特殊的非常特殊的一种性情吧，我用性情来形容，就是他会顾念。
So it was a very special family. All the children of the three wives they lived together, and it was obvious my husband was a very naughty child. He has a very special personality, but he is also very considerate.
但是他的脾气非常的大。
But he had a temper.
所以是让兄弟姐妹、让父母们、让家长跟叔叔他们都很头痛。
Which caused the headaches for his parents and his uncles.
第二点，当他开始工作的时候，经过不同的行业，那最后一个工作机会呢，是把他放在外商。
So when he started working, he had been in different industries. The last job he did was with foreign venture.
他的履历应该是到了成熟的时候。
His experience must be a very mature and ripe.
所以在家族事业里面，他们的家族长就提出来请他回到家族事业里面来。
So the person in charge of his family business suggested that he should be returning to the family business.
在他做选择的时候，家父长跟他说，你可以选择，你愿意从哪一块接起责任来。
So when he made the choice of his career, the responsible, the family member asked him, so what will you choose? Which area would you like to do?
他选择了业务。
He chose sales.
业务在企业里面是很重要的一环，所以他也要经历非常的环境。
Sales is a very important area in industry, which leads him to very difficult situations.
1987年，这是另外，到了1987年，这个时候呢，远东区的侍奉特会第一次在台湾，也就是第三届。
So in 1987, it was the third special gathering for the Christian gatherings in Taiwan.
这时候在满庭芳的聚会也正在起步的阶段。
The Christian gathering at 满庭芳, which is the Christian gatherings in Taipei, was at its initial stage.
在特会结束之后，弟兄被放在教会的家父长的面前，以及在服事群当中的弟兄的门的面前，他们开始交通，那么他们开始注意唐进川弟兄。
When the special gathering was completed, my husband was subject to the guardians and the trustees of the church, and people started to take notice of him.
不久之后，他把教会的责任背上了。
Before long, he shouldered the responsibility of ministry in the church.
就在这样子的一个环境里面，整个环节接得非常的紧凑。
In that situation, every step was following through one by one.
不久之后，他在台湾的企业界，他接起了一份责任，就是他连结同性质的企业在一起要做一件事情，为台湾的这个企业争取空间。
Before long, he was taking the responsibility of connecting all the business in that industry to do something that was major.
这时候正是台湾的企业开始接近中国大陆的时候。
During that time, the business in Taiwan starting to starting to work with the ones in mainland China.
接着若干年之后，我们的家族企业就移向了宜兰。我们自己家族，我们自己的家族，
The family moved a few years later. Our family business moved to Yilan,
which is the east part of Taiwan.
Okay, 在东部
，which is the east part of Taiwan.
在那里呢，我们的家族企业开始进入一个企业的转型阶段。
at that moment, our family business into a period that was a watershedding for us.
他在那里又接起了一个连接企业的工作。
At that moment, he took responsibility of being the connection of the business.
当我把他的经历交通给大家的时候，我想你们想一想，就会发现一个从小在主日学里面在神家里长大的孩子，跟他所接触的整个的企业的环境，可以说是我会把这个人会撕裂的。
So I share with brother and sister the experience of him growing up in a church in the Sunday schools and his experience of doing business. Wouldn't that tore this person?
不知不觉当中，因为责任的背负，表面上你好像看到他有很多的光环，其实他却是把他推向受试炼的火窑里面。
Unknowingly, those apparent halos brought by the hats, the many hats he was wearing, indeed threw him into the fiery furnace of trials.
我们就可以想到保罗说的一句话，用脚踢字是难的。
Then it reminds us of what Paul said. It is hard for thy feet to kick against the pricks.
在他的里面有属灵的要求。
Within him there is the requirements of the Holy Spirit.
在外面有世界的引诱。
But outwardly, he was facing the temptations of this world.
但是我的主非常的怜悯。
But our Lord has mercy.
这也就是为什么他会患胰腺癌。
This is why he had pancreatic cancer.
觉得我刚刚一直提到他是在主学成长的孩子，我就回到他成长的日子里面，有一点的交通。
Since I kept mentioning he was growing up in Sunday school in the church, and now I want to talk about when he was growing up.
我读一段经节，加拉太书四章一到二节。
I want to read a few chapters from Book of Galatians.Chapter 4, verse 1 to 2.
我说那承受产业的，虽然是企业的，虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师傅和管家的手下。
What I am saying is that as long as an heir is under age, he is no different from a slave. Although he owns the whole estate.The heir is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father.
在他父亲得救以后，非常清楚的，这位父亲非常清楚的得救。得救之后，他就把这个孩子带在身边。父亲进入神的家，首先他的服侍就是整洁的服侍，他就把这孩子带在身边一起做整洁的工作。当我这样子和你们交通的时候，你可以想到这个父亲的心情。
So my brother's father was saved and was very clear that he was saved. Since he was saved, he brought his son with me when he had ministry in the church, starting from cleaning.
他在家里是排行老四，第二个男孩子。
He was the fourth children of the family, and he was the second son.
这是在他父亲的家里。当然，在大宅院里面还包括大房的孩子跟三房的孩子。
So this is his family. So in the big place that he used to live.It also includes the children of his
father. 大宝独则 独选择他，把他放在身边。那父亲因为非常清楚的得救，所以他进入神的家里之后，他非常非常的热心爱主，非常热心的服侍神。所以这孩子呢，就无形中在父亲的身边接触了神家中的很多的关于侍奉方面的事情。
But he was the only son that his father brought close to him when he served the Lord. So he was witnessing how he loved the Lord and served the Lord.
我们从主日学长大的孩子，我们这里都非常清楚，在神的家里确实有很多的师父。在神的家里，我们也被放在管家的手中来看管我们，所以无形中他得了很多的见识，也学着去在父亲的身边协助父亲去行神家中所需要的服侍。
For us as children growing up in the church in Sunday school, we knew what it is to subject to guardians and trustees.And because he was in the house of the Lord and in Sunday school, he has experienced a lot and see how to serve the Lord.
神的家里确实有很多的资源给我们的孩子们。
In the house of the Lord, we truly have a lot of resources to give to our children.
这也是为什么当他在满天汪开始接起这样的责任的时候，他能够背负起来。
This is why he was able to rise up to the occasion when he started to take the responsibility in administering in 满清坊in Taipei.
接下来我要交通另外一段。
And now I want to share with another session.
他三月份确诊是胰腺癌，五月份的第一个礼拜他就要求起来传福音。
In March he was diagnosed with the cancer and on the first Lord's Day in May he wants to preach the gospel.
在他的心头里面他要还福音的债。
In his heart he wanted to pay the debt of preaching the gospel.
因为在他的心里里面确实接触到许多的层面，那他觉得我应该把我最好的就是在我里面的主应该给你们机会，让你们亲耳听见，让你们亲眼看见。那在这个时候，五月份这个时候，他已经不太能够站很久。那么，我们都非常担心，也不知道他是不是有足够的力气，可以把整堂他想要交通的福音信息呢，能够说得完。
In his heart, he wants to give what's the best in him, that is the Lord he loves.And he wants to share that with people. So in May, he was already very frail, and we did not know whether or not he would have the strength to stand there for long to preach the message.
感谢主，在这个时候，神还用他。
We thank the Lord that the Lord still wanted to use him at that moment.
他的声音仍然可以很洪亮，他。整堂信息他没有坐下来。
And his voice was still loud and clear throughout the whole entire message. He did not sit.
对他个人而言，他又再一次经历神对他的怜悯。
For he himself experienced again the mercy the Lord had on him.
他的好朋友，他的好邻居，他的好同学。
His good friends, his good neighbors, and his classmates.
还有企业界的好朋友。
and his business friends.
他们能来的都来了。
All came.
我用好字。
I use the word good.
就是要告诉大家，其实对这些来的这些福音朋友们来说，他们很喜欢他。
Because I want to use that to tell brother and sister, for those who came, they really liked him.
他在这堂信息当中，他所引用的就是好撒玛利亚人的这一段。那因为我的时间受限制，这一段呢，好撒玛利亚人大家大概都很清楚，它是记载在路加福音的第十章。我想这是一个他自己的经历。
Due to the time limits, I will briefly talk about the story he quoted in his message. That is the story of the Good Samaritans. It was also the experience of brother.
那个试炼，像火羊关的试炼，他可以从这段交通，这段圣经的记载里面找到他自己，也从这一段的经文里面，他找到那位好撒玛利亚人主，那位爱他的主。
Through this story of the Good Samaritan, he can find himself when he was tested in the fiery furnace, and he can also experience the grace given by the Lord.
他终于尝到主爱他的滋味。
He eventually tasted the sweet taste of God's love for him.
也因此他把福音传讲出去的时候是带着生命的力量。
So when he preached the gospel, he carried the power of life.
我现在要交通的另外一段，就是在受火羊的试炼里面，他非常的挣扎，非常的痛苦。所以感谢主，金山弟兄他还认识波比聚会。
The other thing I want to share is during the time when he was tested, he was really torn and he was in misery.
每首诗歌他都用尽了他的力气，他嗓门很好，那他也大声的祷告。
During the table meeting, he loves the hymns and he prayed loudly.
这是金山弟兄的逃城。
This is a refuge for Brother Christopher.
每一次在波比聚会当中，主的救恩再一次的向他的心显现。
Every time, every table meeting, the Lord's salvation was revealed to him.
每一次布比聚会，他都经历主的宝血。
Every table meeting, he experienced the precious blood of God.
对他来说，每一堂的布比聚会都是他得释放的机会。
For him, every table meeting is the opportunity for him to be set free.
我把几节经节在这里念一下，我们来看他为什么喜欢布比聚会。
I want to share a few verses so that we can see why he likes the table meeting.
他能够享受布比聚会。
Why he could enjoy the table meeting.
希伯来书十章三十九节，我们却不是最后入沉沦的那等人。乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Hebrew chapter 10 verse 39. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved.
马太福音24章13节，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
Book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 13. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved.
以弗所书二章八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信， 这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 8. For it is by grace you are saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God.
路加福音十章二十节，然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
Luke chapter 10 verse 20. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that the names are written in heaven.
诗篇139篇16节，我未成形的体质你的眼早已看见了，你所定的日子我尚未度一日都写在你的册上了。
Psalm 139 verse 16. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be, or when as yet there was none members of the body.
感谢主，我现在来到最后的一段，我所要交通的就是弟兄跟我讲的话，他的肺腑之言也常常提醒我，因为主学的还长大的孩子啊，是律法师，是文士，是唐赛人，多半都是。
Thank the Lord, you gave me the opportunity to share the last section, which is our brother's words to me. And in our Sunday schools, the people growing up in the church, we know we could be Pharisees, we could be the expert of laws,
包括我在内
including me.
他常常跟我提起来，他说不要论断的。
He often told me, do not judge.
不要论断的。
Do not judge.
你要看一个人的结局。你要看一个人的结局。
You need to look at the person's end result.
这就是他。
That is him.
我非常感谢主，我在回应我主给我的话。到最后我会救他，感谢主，他全能的宝贝保护了他，他最后在他要结束气息的时候，主的救恩仍然向他显现，他得救了，他回到了主的那边。
I thank the Lord that the Lord is covering him with his mighty hands, and I thank the Lord that he was saved.
如用最后一节经节做结束，罗马书八章三十三节，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？
I want to conclude my message, my sharing with the Bible verse from Book of Romans chapter 8:33. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen?
主，我感谢你，但愿我今天在这里的交通能够讨主的喜悦。
Lord, I want to thank you. May what I share today please your heart.
让主的名得到存在。
May the name of the Lord be upheld.
他在福音聚会当中所使用的一句话，他所相信的耶稣是从永远到永远的耶稣。
I want to use what my brother once said. He said the Jesus he believed in is alive forever and ever.
谢谢我的主，谢谢在休斯顿的弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord and thank the brothers and sisters in Houston.